Margaret Fetty on piano. Margaret Fetty.
That's me.
That is you.
I always wanted to learn how to play a piano.
I would love to play a musical instrument, but I am just, gee whiz.
It's not in my talent.
Oh.
It's not in my talent.
I don't even get to the nth part of talent. Tone deaf. That would be my rapper's name. I'd be tone deaf.
Yeah, I'm not too much better, Glass.
I enjoy listening. I appreciate it because I cannot do it.
Yeah, I always wanted to do it, but I know I don't have the talent for it.
Absolutely right. If you hand me a guitar, I will sweep
the floor. You hand me a sewing machine, I can do anything on it.
You hand me a radio board. Some mornings it sounds better than others. Maybe I need a few lessons on that. Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio program, Wednesday, the final Wednesday of September, which has flown by. September 28th. Thank you for being with us here. That's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
I'm Mike Glasscott. Thank you again. Cloudy. Okay, cool. Rain. Little drops this morning when I was on my way in, but nothing since then. And it doesn't look like there will be much. Maybe a chance of something popping up in the middle of the afternoon, but only a 20% chance. 66 in clouds today, 51 tonight. Rain tomorrow afternoon, 40% chance, 67 for a high. And then on Friday, it looks like if we have any rain, thunderstorms, hopefully will be earlier in the day. Chance of rain is 80%, 65 and 52. Weekend, 20% chance each day, partly cloudy each day, right around 70 each day. Temperatures, though, Margaret, in the low 50s, so not that chilly, or we don't have any frost alerts just yet. That'll be a little bit later as we jump into October on
Saturday. You know how much
Saturday.
I love the winter weather.
Yep, but you got no choice. You got to enjoy it. Follow along with us at WGCLradio.com. Wednesday morning, we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She pops in for her weekly Wednesday visit. And you were a very busy lady last evening as the councils of all Monroe County came together and repassed the new. We went from Lowit to Lit.
Yeah, it's the new lit now, isn't it?
We've changed it. We've changed it because it is different. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm always fine on a Wednesday morning.
That's right. And
it must be 72 and the sun's shining over here. I just don't see it yet.
It's behind the cloud. It's the big blanket. You're not awake yet. That's okay.
Well, it's the changing of seasons. For certain, it's finally starting. So I love the fall in Monroe County. It's always beautiful.
Yeah, and it's budget season as well. So we'll get to that here momentarily. But tell us what you were up to last night.
Well, last night, all of the different bodies that make up the Income Tax Council, the Monroe County Income Tax Council, which is the group that decides how much of an income tax to be levied against all of the taxpayers that comes out of your income, not out of your property tax, but out of your income. They met last night, and it was rather a historical meeting because we've had an income tax council since before I ever started serving on the council, but since 1988 for certain, because that's when I first started serving, we have never come together as one body to make a decision. Last evening, all of the different bodies, the city, the county, Ellisville and Steinsville came together to put in place this new tax. Now, I have been asking for a combined meeting for quite some time, but what I wanted to see was us come together to have discussions about what the tax would be used for, how the legislation affected us, and how the whole process worked. But for some reason, there were those who thought I was advocating for us to just get together and celebrate raising $7 million worth of taxes. And
that wasn't your intent?
So,
cocktail,
you know,
party,
while I am,
open bar?
I am supporting public safety. But I didn't really feel like, yay, raw, look what we're doing. Such a good thing. Let's go after that $7 million.
Let me make this clear. This is a one-time $7 million thing, right?
One time forever.
Yeah, one time a year forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But many times, one would hope if we're all doing better here in Monroe County and everyone's making more money.
Has that ever happened?
We just will give it to the city and county instead. We don't need it.
But remember, it's a percentage of everyone's income. So if everyone's income goes up, then that revenue will also go up. as we saw it happened, between the time it was first being proposed and now, it appears that there's going to be a great deal more revenue. Well, remember, why there's more revenue, that's because the state was holding back a lot of our revenue for a savings account for us in a trust account at the state. And the state said, we're no longer going to do that. We are going to start returning it back to the taxing unit, back to the counties for distribution. And so at any rate, so last evening, the group that proposed the resolution, now you have to remember, one of those units, either the city, the county, Ellettsville, or Steinville, has to propose a resolution, and that has to be advertised. And their resolution says that, and they have to include the wording of the ordinance, because when it is finally voted on by, say, for the county or others, once that resolution has been advertised and be presented to the public and have a public hearing, then it must be voted on and accepted through an ordinance. So the town of Ellettsville, their representatives, there were only three there, and that's the three that had supported it in the past. That was their first reading, and they'll have their second reading at their next meeting. It wasn't just because there was only three. They could have passed it. Three is a quorum for the Ellettsville Town Council, but it was determined that they needed two readings. So their second, they will still vote on it again. But the county council voted first that whatever the outcome would be of the vote, whether it was unanimous or not, it would only take one vote. So that was rather a different way than what has happened in the past. But at any rate, it certainly will go forward if everything happened according to the way the state guidelines are. It definitely will go forward because, of course, the city has controlling vote, and they voted in favor. So it, no matter what any of the rest of us would do after their vote, then it still would have gone forward. But I wanted to make it clear when it came time for everyone had an opportunity to comment that the public needs to know that things are different from the first time we adopted this.
Yes.
In June. We were not told when we adopted it in June that the legislation was changing such that any amount that's put in place for an income tax having to do with that local income tax, not the juvenile income tax, that's a separate one, but anything else all goes into one pot of money, and that income tax council can each year, if they wish, change what they're going to do with the expenditure rate, because that's really what we were voting on. We were really voting on an expenditure rate increase and how we were going to use those dollars that were coming in.
So just to be clear, the money that will be going for public safety, there's no guarantee that is required to happen after 2016.
Well, it's required to happen in 2017 because that's what we were voting on.
Gotcha. So after 2017,
voting on what would, right.
After 2017, that money devoted to public safety does not have, that could be 0% instead of whatever percent you've determined, correct?
It could be. Let me assure you, I'm not trying to frighten anyone. Or,
well, neither am I. I just, when you say they can move the rate anywhere they want it to, well, if they said, hey.
Wait a minute. There was something else you just said there, Marty, too, and I wanted a clarification on that. You said that they can change that rate. How much can that go up to?
Okay. Let me see. I looked that up. I think that's 2.5.
Oh, my God.
Right. The toll rate can go up. But remember, the other counties that have a higher rate than we have, they adopted, most of them adopted a higher tax rate for income tax during the time which the legislation said, if you want the money for public safety, you also have to put in a certain percent to reduce property taxes. And that's the reason why some counties have a higher tax rate, because went in there and reduced everyone's property taxes.
But you're saying, Marty, that next year they could come back and say that this should be 2.5%. And you're saying, I'm not saying that they'll do this, I'm saying you're saying you can't, this could happen.
Possible.
And the other thing you're saying, at least everything I'm reading here, that this money can be reallocated for whatever this income tax council decides, if it falls under the public safety or economic development or going to the general taxing units.
Right.
And so what could happen, you know, after this year, they could come back and say, no, we're not going to have any of this money go to public safety. We're going to have it go over here to economic development because we have somebody, I mean, because the city is controlling all of this.
But let me tell you why I do not think they would do that. From public safety, my concern is they might do it from certified chairs, is because the lion's share of this public safety money will be going to assist Bloomington because of the way it's set up. It's going to give them relief from the dollars that they are paying into central dispatch out of their money, so they'll have that $1 million back to spend. And then they'll also get their distribution amount from the public safety, which they then are going to be using for, I believe a great deal of it's going to be to replace their aging fleet of fire trucks and vehicles and so forth. And so I don't believe that would benefit them from removing that percentage. What we have to be careful of is, however, once you take off that public safety, that the other percentages could be economic development or certified shares.
Now, what does certified shares? Tell us what that means.
Right. A certified share is the way it's distributed now from that, let's say, that 1% income tax. That's the way it was distributed. It's always been distributed according to how much your property tax levy is, the total for the taxing unit. So the city and the county both get almost equally the same amount. The city gets a little more than the county. And then the townships get a certain amount, and the library gets a rather large amount. The town of Ellisville gets some, and so forth. All the taxing units gets a certain amount of what that 1% brought in before. This other 0.25% then is supposed to be going to public safety. But now under the new LIT statute, legislation, local income tax, the income tax council could determine to take, let's say, from the certified shares that would go to the library and the townships and all and so forth, they could say, we're going to take a part of that and we're going to spend it over here on economic development. And there will be less going out to the other taxing units. I am not saying that will happen. I'm just saying we should be aware that it could happen. And if you don't want that to happen, you have to watch very carefully. Now, here's something that I remember. It was just last year that many were, like, pushing hard. They were going up to the state and saying, hey, let's have an increase in income tax.
That's right.
For transportation.
That's right.
And have the county council vote on it. Do you recall that?
I do. Yes.
That did not pass at
no.
the state. However, well, during the budget hearings at the city level, I certainly heard conversations from their transportation Let's do something about this transportation tax. So if if they do that, they could very well come in here and say, oh, well, it's important that we have this for economic development, and we will take a portion out of that certified share, and we're going to put it. They could do that.
Marty, when you this income tax council meets, are the public allowed to come in and talk and have any input on this at all?
Oh, right. I mean, there was the opportunity for public input last night. Of course, there was no public
input.
Well, but part of that probably had to do with the fact that we got the story after it happened rather than before.
Well, no, we knew they were meeting last
well,
night.
Well, you and I yeah. did, and our listeners,
yeah.
but, you know.
And let me just tell you something. I want to share this with you because I've been through two separate festivals in my last, you know.
Well, let me reintroduce you first for people just joining us. This is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk, who joins us every Wednesday morning. Go ahead, Marty.
I just wanted to share with you that people come up to me all the time and say, I listen to you on Wednesday mornings. I listen to WGCL. I hear
well,
you on Wednesday mornings. So to the extent that we could, we got the message out. However, people really thought of this as being a done deal, and it really was.
Right.
So why would they take up their time and go downtown to come to speak to it?
Yeah, because the city council has the most votes. We know they were going to pass the majority anyhow, so away you go.
Right.
Well, as much as all of this, you know, we've been talking about for the last few weeks, Marty, I will tell you what this story in my personal, you know, what I was able to put through into my head, I really don't think I understood that what this is. Number one, how high this tax could go. And number two, I certainly did not realize to the extent that they could just completely change what this is being used for. And I don't say that they're going to do this in the next even couple of years. But I could
they have
see,
the option down the
I
road.
Could see 5 years down the road when there's a whole new group of people saying, hey, you know, you guys don't need all this money anymore. We're going to go and do this with it.
And what could also happen, let's say next year, and it has to happen, I think it's before July 1, if they want to change how it's going to be distributed or change the rate, there's deadlines to get that done. But if they want to change the distribution of how it will go, it will have to go through the very same process as we went through this time, which hopefully they'll get it right the first time and not take so many stabs at it. But during that time, they could say, we're no longer under public safety going to allow as much off of the top for central dispatch. Maybe that's bringing in more money than what their budget is needed. And we can reduce that and pull the rest of it back into public safety and thereby allowing more money perhaps for the fire departments or something of the sort. Those are decisions that would take the same process where one of the units that votes on this, the city, the county, Ellettsville, or Steinsville, and I always say it may as well be the city since they're going to get to decide anyway.
Right.
They then would advertise a resolution for what they present to the public and to the taxing units that will be voting on this. They would present the resolution and the ordinance in and out. The resolution has to include an ordinance as being advertised, and then each of the other bodies would then receive the resolution and vote on the ordinance that was being presented, and has to be substantially the same as what was advertised to begin with. And it would be the same process all over again for any change. So,
yeah, to be able to change it shouldn't be easy, should it?
It should not be easy.
No, it should be discussed, it should be presented, it should be commented on, that should be a large deal.
And, however, sometimes you can do your best to try to get interest to the people out there, but I really believe that the biggest interest will come once people see what's being taken out of their paycheck, if it bothers them much at all, or whatever. And
well,
recall, that even if you don't get a paycheck from an employer, let's say if you're self-employed, when you fill out your tax returns, it'll show right there, hey, this is what you owe for an income tax. So if your employer doesn't hold out enough, that's not up to the employer to make up the difference. It is up to the taxpayer, because when they fill out that form, it'll show what their percent is that they're supposed to be paying for local income tax. And if they've not had it upheld out, they will have to make up the difference.
Well, there you
and
have it.
I have not heard that any employer's been notified as yet.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to be
right,
saying. When are we supposed to be doing it?
The state, and they and the state Department of Revenue had indicated to me that they would be doing that toward the end of this month. Well, hello. If they have to start withholding in October, I'm not certain that they will get the news in time to be able to get their payroll correct. However, it will still not be the employer's responsibility. It will be that individual taxpayer, because it's an income tax.
So what will happen is when the individual people who work here in Monroe County, and we're talking about people who work in Monroe County, correct? Or are we talking people who live in Monroe County?
It's an income tax that...
It's where you live, isn't it?
It's all tied to Monroe County taxpayers.
So it's where you live. So if you live in Monroe
County... Now, all of a sudden, I don't want to answer that question.
I'm sure that that's what it is. It's where you live. So if you live in Monroe County, then if you haven't paid this additional tax, because that's crazy, because there's people who work all over the state, and they are supposed to pay... This has got to get out. I mean, people who live here maybe in the county might get this, but I'll bet the people all over the state aren't going to get this information and be able to institute it soon enough.
But it's only a local tax. It's only ours. So we don't need to worry.
I'm completely confused.
I had to let my mind think about who would pay it. Remember, if you live in Greene County and you work in Monroe County, you only worry about the income tax in Greene County.
Right.
Now, there used to be a situation where you could get a certain amount from taxpayers in the other counties if they worked in your county, but that was only if they didn't have an income tax in their county. But now all the counties have a local income tax, so we don't get that money from the other areas. So it's the people who live here that we will be getting the money from.
There you go. So that's why it affects us, and that's why we have you on Wednesday mornings just after 8:05 to try and keep us on the straight and narrow of what's happening with all this. We've got about no minutes left. Anything else you wanted to touch on briefly, or should we save it for next week?
Well, we'll just save it for next week, and you folks have a good day.
All right, Marty Hawk, thank you for your time as always, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday morning.
Thank you.